Next case, please.
Thank you. And the next case is case 11608, Allen Myers DE Inc., formerly ICM of Delaware Inc., seek a special use exception to continue operating an asphalt batching recycling plant. Section 115-23A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Coverdale Road, approximately 1,908 feet north of Hastings Farm Road. There is no 911 address available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 231, Map 9, Parcel 2.01. There are no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Staff does note that a special use exception was previously approved in 1995, 99, 2005, and 2009. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Thomas Roussan. It's 14586 Union Road, Greensboro, Maryland, 21639.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Very well.
Can you? Not too bad.
Okay.
I've come to ask for a special use exception for our facility on Coverdale Road in Seaford. It is currently an operational facility, but we do not operate right now. We are hoping that with the change in the economy, that we can eventually in the next year or so use the facility again. Right now, the work's just not there. Our company, our footprint keeps growing. We have a demand to bring on more people, hire more people. We're hoping that everything changes here in the next couple of years and we can reopen this facility and bring more jobs.
Okay. We'll see if there's any questions. We'll start with you, Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Rickards.
You don't feel it's affected the neighborhood at all those years you've been there?
No. We actually have...
Let's see, how long you've been there since, what,
it's
1995?
Since 1995.
Yeah, okay.
We actually have a very large support, it seems, from the neighbors. They keep a good watch on it. I know I went in there to get a part off of it, I think it was last year. And I was on Saturday, and I actually... had the neighbors didn't know who I was, and they called the cops on me. And I mean, they really seem to maintain and keep an eye on the place very well, even though we're not occupying it right now.
Did you make out the application?
No, I didn't. Our actual David Schnackenberg, who is head of our environment department and safety. Up in Pennsylvania, he had made up the...
Well, he went beyond his call of duty because he answered the questions for a variance, too. So he went beyond the call of duty.
Very
special
well.
Use exception is all you're looking for. And you've stated that nicely. You've said that since 1995 and has not been created, you're not... the neighbors don't have a problem with you, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. No more okay. questions.
Mr. Hudson?
Any idea when you might start it up again?
When the market really comes back up. Right now we have a couple facilities, and with the demand of asphalt actually being down, we do everything we can to keep those facilities fully staffed and, you know, meet at least a budget to make them profitable. Now, 11 years ago when I first got on the hot mix, there was enough to go around to keep every facility busy. I mean, you just couldn't have enough hot mix points. And we're hoping that one day that'll turn around and come right back.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you know, we just can't open it because it's just not there.
But it is operable. All you have to is...
Yeah. I mean, all we have to do is pretty much turn the heat back on. In a week, we could actually turn it back on and run it.
Be ready to go.
We can keep in pretty good working order.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've gone over there and cleaned up any of the trash that was over there. We have all of our permits updated. I do storm water over there at least twice a year. We do site walkthroughs with Denrec.
Mm-hmm.
We do a fairly good job at maintaining the property. We have updated books of the law, or record all that.
So it's turnkey, in other words, you can drop, boom.
Yeah, basically. And that's the way we like to keep it, is that way if something did come up and we had a big job pop up,
you'd be ready to go.
Fully staff it or move people from another location over there and make it work.
To make it happen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
How long has it been non-operational?
About 2 years right now.
2 years.
Yeah.
No other questions.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Mr. Sharp?
Can you describe what's in the neighborhood? I know we've got, looks like a photo in here, but can you explain what the neighboring properties are and what their uses are?
We actually share a facility with Eddie K. Mulch. I think they're Mulch Man, I think, and they do sand pit, or they have a sand pit, so they do sand pumping, mulching, sell stone there. There is development around, right down the road, there's a concrete plant. There's a dirt bike place right to the right of it. I know they have a dirt bike pit there. And then across the street, there's houses. There's a gate, so there's large berms out front with trees on it and stuff. I mean, you really can't notice the facility too much from the road.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that the use has not, since 1995, has not had a substantial effect. Adverse effect on uses of neighboring adjacent properties, and we didn't hear testimony that to the contrary, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,608 for a period of 5 years.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,608 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Record?
Aye, and compliment the you've never had any public speaking. You did a very good job.
Well, thank you.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,608 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay? Yes, sir.